This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com. So delighted that you are joining us here on the Breakout Prayer Network as we keep the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 50 years here in the ministry. And remember that this program is going to be replayed this afternoon, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. But we want to welcome those of you that are watching on Facebook Live today. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we're absolutely delighted that you are listening and watching. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. So what a joy it is to have you joining Jack Mooring and I here on BPNRadio.com. And Jack is one of my spiritual grandsons, and I've been in relationship with Jack since he was 14, I believe in 1999, that he and his family, Todd and Cindy Mooring, his brother Leland, his sister Shelley, started traveling with Gene and I years ago. What an important role he's played in my life ever since. And today, he's done a great work for God, and Jack is one of the lead pastors at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. Formerly pastor of the river there in Franklin, Tennessee. Jack, it's good to have you on with me today.
It's so good to be here, Papa Dale. Thanks for having me on.
I've been looking forward to you coming on and being with me, and this is the first time that you have ever ministered with me on Prophetic Tuesday on Facebook Live, but you have ministered with me many, many times over the past many years. So right. It's going to be a wonderful day here on Prophetic Tuesday. A lot of people have turned in their names, city and states, and we are going to begin to share what's happening in your life right now. We'll catch up a little bit before we start giving some prophetic words.
Yes, I was just in Nashville this week. It was wonderful. I'm a songwriter with Integrity Music, and just signed with them, so that's exciting. I was just with 50 writers from all over the world, songwriters, and
Wow.
It was incredible to see what God's doing in the global church, and that was really, really powerful this week. Everything's going great at Celebration of Life. God's moving here in Baytown and reaching people for Jesus, and people are experiencing who God is, and their lives are being transformed, and so we're having a blast just doing the work of the ministry and proclaiming the gospel, and it's so much fun.
You're doing a great work for God, and I know that you and your brother Leland, y'all started out quite a few years ago, and you've been nominated for several Grammy Awards, and the music there is going well. Are you going to do some solo stuff?
Well, we're actually recording some worship music with our church this year, so I'll definitely lead one of those for sure.
Okay. And we want to give a shout out to your cousin Ray Lynn. This is her and Joshua's second anniversary today. 2 years ago, you married them, and there was a bunch of family and a bunch of music stars. Blake Shelton, I know, was there, and some others. You did a great job with the wedding. I got to participate a little bit, so I want to say a happy anniversary to Ray Lynn and Joshua there. And you did a great job there, Jack. Well, you've got to experience so much in life already. You're still a young man. You and your wife Whitney and your three children, and you've just got to go to so many places, sing in stadiums, and do so much for God. And wow, how's all that come about? Have you got to do so much in life?
I actually was talking to someone about that this week at that writer's retreat. I told them about you, and I told them about the power of the prophetic. You know, one word from God can change your life, you know, as you so often say, and it's true. And I remember, you know, when we called you from the field of Anaheim Stadium, got to play the Harvest Crusade with Greg Laurie, and we said, Papa Dale, we're standing in the middle of a prophetic word that you gave when we were little kids.
Yeah.
And prophetic is powerful. I think that is a huge, huge part of why God opens so many doors in our life, is because I really believe the prophetic pushed those doors open for us in so many ways. And it's powerful. So I think that's an element that we don't talk about enough, you know, and how powerful, how much God uses that.
Yeah. One word from God can change our lives forever.
Yeah.
And, I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that I've had the privilege of speaking to you and Leland's lives and others. And I do remember the night that you called me from Anaheim Stadium, because I'd prophesied you guys are going to minister in stadiums of the world. And there you were, like 58, 59,000 people that you guys got to sing at one of the California Angels baseball games. I mean, God has so many things in store, and that's why we want to share prophetic words with people, and I want you to exercise your prophetic gift as well. You know, I love to give prophetic words, and I was up late last night praying over names that have been left on my Facebook page, and I was praying over those names and calling those names. And then, of course, as I call those names, I wrote them down last night, as I begin to call them today, the Holy Spirit, He just gives me words about people. And, you know, when we get a word from God, it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word. It could be a new word. And we just know in part and prophesy in part. Because sometimes people say, well, would you give me a word about my marriage, my wife, my husband, my children, my business, you know, there's a lot of people that want a certain word about certain things, and I believe the Holy Spirit could do that. But what I like to do is just speak a God thought, whatever God is thinking about you at the moment, because the Bible says in Psalms 139, His thoughts toward us are like the sand on the seashore. He's thinking a lot of things about us, and there's so many, many things that we could prophesy, but we just share a God thought. That what we are hearing at the very moment, but we know that one word from God can change our lives forever. And I'm always getting people confirming, oh, that was a right-on word, and that was something the Holy Spirit was saying. So today, as Jack and I pray for you and minister for you, you got to realize that it's only a word. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. 1 Corinthians 13 says, we know in part, prophesy in part. And so we'll just give a partial word. And as I've said many, many times, the prophetic produces an opportunity for us. It may have been something we've not even thought about before. Unto Him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's why that we cannot receive a prophetic word with our mind, because I've said many times, our mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. So we just have to receive it with our spirit. And if we bear witness to it, we don't have to receive it. But if you bear witness to it with your spirit and say, I don't quite understand that, but I know that's a word from God, and I'm just going to receive it. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to declare it. Because once you hear it, then you see it, then you begin to speak it. Because I literally believe that we speak our worlds into existence. Hallelujah. So Father Jack and I just set ourselves in agreement with those that are listening on bpnradio.com today, and those who are watching on Facebook Live on Dale Gentry and Dale W. Gentry, and probably Jack Mooring's Facebook. And we just welcome you, because this is a prophetic session. And I know that the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives today. And so I am very, very thankful, and I am very, very grateful. So we're going to give you an opportunity to share some comments that you may have, and I'll try to jump onto my Facebook live as well as I can see some of your comments. But first of all, I want to share. You have any additional thoughts, Jack, concerning the prophetic you'd like to share?
Well, just to my wife and I were actually talking about this last night. You know, so often, you know, one of the greatest things about the prophetic is that we get to see what God sees about us. And that, you know, so often the enemy comes to us and lies to us about our identity. He's a good liar. And yeah. But God, he loves speaking the truth. He is the truth. And so he sees who you really are.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the prophetic, is it reveals God's perspective on who we really are.
Yeah.
And so if something surprises you today, just know that God, he's cheering you on. And so just, it gives you a confidence to know that, like, that God created you with a purpose.
Yeah.
That you are valuable, and we need you. We need your specific giftings and callings.
Yes, we do. Well, I have a word today for Nico, R. Nico, and I try not to give your last name, your first name, and Nico R. And from Ceres, California. And I have a word for you, Nico. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to restart a continuation of a season that was disrupted for one reason or another. It's not time to lay aside those things you have spent so much time investing in. It's time to complete what you started before you begin another assignment. Satan is attempting to minimize your progress, take you off course. Timing is everything, and he is moving you back into his Kairos, not Chronos, but his Kairos timing, giving you the joy of fulfilling your assignment and getting to celebrate your accomplishments. So, Nico, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes, and Nicole, I hear over you as well that I see God healing your body. You have some digestive issues and also some even like some really intense food sensitivities. And I just see God healing your digestive system and healing your body from the inside out. So we just speak that over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Strength and no impairment with your body so you can do what you're called to do.
Okay, well, we bless you right now, Nico, in Jesus' name. And Tiffany G, I got your name, but I did not write your location down. So Tiffany G, wherever you are, I just declare that God is at work in your life. And I just, when I look at you, I just see you being bombarded with all kinds of distractions and strange happenings in your life. Just things that are going on that you think, this is so strange. I just can't believe that these things are taking place, things that have come at you from different directions. But I just declare the Lord is with you today, Tiffany, and he is holding your right hand, and you must not give attention. You must not be attentive to all these strange happenings, these strange distractions that are taking place in your life. For God is at work, and you know the voice of the Holy Spirit. You also know what is not the Holy Spirit. So, you know, there's pretenders. You know, the Bible said Satan goes about as a roaring lion. He is not a lion, but he pretends to be a lion. So there are some situations that are pretending to be real in your life, and they're just major distractions, Tiffany. So I just declare in Jesus' name that you will not turn aside for any of these strange sights, strange sounds, strange happenings,
yes. But
you'll stay focused on him, because God is at work in your life, and he wants you to know that he has not forgotten you. You must stay focused, Tiffany. If you've ever stayed focused in your life, it's time to be focused. So I just bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. And Tiffany, when I was praying for you this morning, I just heard over you simply that the smile of the Lord is upon you. The smile of the Lord is upon you. He's so proud of you. And I saw you carrying his love to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
God's going to reveal his love to you in such a real, palpable way that you're going to carry his love to some very dark places. And so So just continue to get in the presence of God and let Him reveal a revelation of His love to you.
Yeah.
An idea, but an experience. And I see you carrying it to the ends of the earth.
Well, we bless you, Tiffany. God is with you.
Yes.
And, you know, Satan would try to alarm you, but you must just not allow that. Sorry about the headphones today. I need to have my headphones on so I can hear Jack talking today. So I trust it's not a distraction to you. I'm okay with my headphones. I think I am, aren't I, Jack? Do I look okay with my headphones on?
You look great.
Well, here I am in studios in Austin, Texas. There you are in your office in Baytown, Texas. Good to be together again, sharing. Our prophetic anointings, prophetic giftings here on Facebook Live, as well as bpnradio.com. I have a word for Tracy. Tracy M. from Wichita Falls, Texas. And that's where it all began for Gene and I. God called me to preach 1966. It was a long time ago, Jack. 1966, there in a service where David Wilkerson, the prophet, was preaching. In Wichita Falls, Texas. So, Tracy, I bless you. Tracy M. from Wichita Falls. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the self-blame game is over. The self-blame game is over. It's time to allow those times and events to be forever removed from your mind. I see you moving into a new season of restoration, a new season of restoration ignited by a new relationship with Holy Spirit, having personal encounters with Him that is going to bring a cleansing to your mind and your thoughts that will totally rejuvenate you into a whole new person. Your family and friends will hardly recognize the new you. So open your heart to Him, Tracy. Let the tears flow if necessary. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Quit being a slave to yourself and allow Him to make all things new for you, Tracy. So I bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. And Tracy, I heard over you this morning that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The weapons of the enemy are being dismantled as we speak right now.
Yes.
There's been weapons that have been formed against you, complex, clever weapons the enemy's devised, but God's dismantling them right now as we speak over your life. And God's going to vindicate you. There's some kind of accusation or some kind of misunderstanding, and God's going to bring justice there, and He's going to vindicate you, and He's fighting on your behalf today. He loves you.
Yeah, I agree. I set myself in agreement. I just believe it's a good day for you, Tracy, in Jesus' name. Jack,
yes,
and I
God.
Pray for you right now. Declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every voice that rises against you in judgment, we shall condemn. And Jack, and I'll also set ourselves in agreement for those of you that may be under major attack today. I just sense that some of you are being tormented in your mind. That's a word of knowledge I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. And we just break that tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus that would torment you in the name of the Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you, Tracy, and others today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. A few minutes, I'll give you an opportunity for those of you that may not be able to watch on Facebook Live, but you're listening on bpnradio.com, or you're carrying around your smartphone and you're listening by TuneIn. You want you to write this number down because Jack and I will talk to some of you on the phone a little bit. 979-596-0195. That number is 979-596-0195. Don't try to call me at the moment because we're not ready for phone calls, because I have to look the other direction to take the phone calls. But you can write this number down, 979-596-0195. I have a word for Sherrion. I didn't write it down. You know, I'm getting some words that I just write down that I read off, and others I'm just speaking to you as the Holy Spirit directs me. From Lubbock, Texas, Sherrion D. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're coming in your own today. and the things that you have been crying out for, interceding for, are all coming into perfect timing and perfect place. And with God's will and God's timing, they kiss each other. Then God begins to bring everything into clarity. And you're just going to, Sharon, you're just going to be able to say, I can see clearly now. It's all coming into focus, because sometimes we can be so encumbered and so clamored about with so many different voices and so many things happening, and we just say, what is God and what is real and what is Memorex, as we used to say. And I just believe that God is bringing into everything into focus for your life, Sharon. The hand of God is upon you, and because of your faithfulness and your willing not to give out, give in, or give up, God is bringing bringing great rewards to you. And so, Sharon, I just bless you now, and I declare that all is well in Jesus' name. I bless you.
Sharon, as I was praying over you, I felt over your life very simply that you have some very specific financial needs, some of them even some medical bills, I heard the Lord say. And so God is supplying all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so right now, I just agree with Papa Dale right now over your life, and thank you that God is supplying all of your needs, and he is releasing you into a fresh season of encouragement.
What a wonderful word. What a wonderful word that is. You're freezing up a little bit there, Jack, on the screen, but I believe it's going to, everything's going to come back in order in just a few moments. Jeremy H. from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. I think we've lost our connection on Facebook Live, but I believe we're trying to reconnect. We'll get that back. Jeremiah, just hear the Holy Spirit saying from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, that one great passion in your life that may only be a figment of your imagination or a sideline will one day become a full-time salary for you and your family. So don't discount that deep desire to give all of your energies to that one thing that has so captivated your heart, and something you today may only consider a hobby. There's more to it than you realize, so begin to share your dream with others, and your words will win out in the end. And we may be back on Facebook Live. I believe that we are. So, Jack, are you with me? Are you with me again? I believe that you are. I believe that you are with me, and I'm sharing my screen with you today. And this is quite exciting, because I have no engineer in my studio to help me for the first time ever. So I'm using the computer here, and I'm sharing my screen, I believe, with Jack Mooring. This is really exciting, and I'm inviting Jack to be back on with me right now. So let me see if I can share my screen with Jack. I'm going to share my screen with him and see if this is working. Maybe not. Anyhow, I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time here. And if you want to give me a call, I could take some phone calls while we try to reconnect with Jack Mooring here on Facebook Live. So you can give me a call if you'd like to, and I will accept your call. And the number to call is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. So it's just good to have you joining me here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. If you want to give me a call, I'll accept a call at 979-596-0195. And I'm going to talk to somebody while we try to get back on Facebook Live. Who am I visiting with today? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I talking to today?
You're talking to Allison from Madison, Wisconsin.
Allison. Hey, it's good to talk to you. And
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, and I believe that you you have a ministry there.
Yes, I do. Yes.
What can I pray with you about?
Just direction.
Okay. Father, I pray for Allison right now. They're in Madison, Wisconsin. Lord, I know that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. And I just declare and believe that you are directing Allison's footsteps. And Lord, I just know that there is no limit to what you desire to do. And what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying is that God wants to enlarge your footsteps, that what you are looking at, the assignment that you may be involved in, or what you're looking at, is not large enough. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that circumstances would try to compress you or try to prevent you from moving into that big space. And I'm just hearing the Lord's, the Holy Spirit saying, the Lord has made room for you, Allison. You know what happens? My wife, Jean, I shared this in a message that I preached Sunday morning at a church in Austin, Texas. But my wife has a relative who was leading a church several years ago in Oklahoma City. And a man came who was a very wealthy, influential man, and he came to the service ready to give $1 million because the Holy Spirit said, I want you to give $1 million in the offering tonight. And we know that this man now certainly has had that capability. Not many people knew of him, but he owns major businesses all across America, and some of you could probably even guess who he might be. And so he went there with $1 million in his pocket. The pastor got up and said, we're going to receive a missions offering tonight, and I want everyone that will give $1,000 in the missions offering to stand, because he'd received some others. So this man knew this is it. He's just going to ask for $1,000. So he put the $1 million check back in his pocket, and he wrote a check for $1,000. And he said, he later said that when he got home, the Holy Spirit said to him, I thought I told you to give $1 million. And he said back to Holy Spirit, I was going to give $1 million, but he only asked for $1,000. And so there are some people that God is willing to open major territories, major doors in their life, but they don't see it like that. They can't see themselves operating in that dimension. And consequently, they place restrictions on themselves and restrictions upon the Lord as well.
So
I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Allison, that you cannot place restrictions on the Holy Ghost. And I'm just calling for an enlargement in your life. And that does not mean that if you're participating in some type of ministry that you're not to continue. But the place where you the place where you dwell is too small for you. God has made room for you, and you must make room for the big. God is making room for the big for you, and you must make room for the big. So it's bigger than you think it is. Go ahead and participate in whatever you're doing, but realize that God is enlarging the place where you dwell. And I just bless you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And ask the Lord to bless you, Allison. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, it's good to have Allison on. If you want to call, I can take your call. I've lost contact with Jack Mooring, and I just must confess that I'm not even sure that I'm still on Facebook right now. Maybe I'll hear from my engineer. He'll give me some instructions, and I'll know what to do. I'm just trying to reconnect with Jack Mooring. But in the meantime, I'll take a phone call, 979-596-0195. And while I'm waiting for a call, I'm going to continue to share some prophetic words that the Holy Spirit has given me. And I'll pull them back up on my screen and continue. Okay, here we are. We're having a good time today on Prophetic Tuesday. Who am I talking to?
Blessy from Clearwater, Louisiana.
Blessing from Clearwater.
Yes.
You know, I hear the Holy Spirit saying sometimes we do one thing when we really like to be doing another thing. I just sense that you're going about your daily assignments, your daily chores, but that's not what really is in your heart. There's a dream in your heart. And I remember blessing after the Holy Spirit called me to preach that I was working, that I was working at a radio station, and I went to work every day. That was not what I wanted to do anymore. One time I loved it, but I wanted to preach. And so I believe that whatever you want to do, Blessing, there is a way to do it. And that's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. Where there seems to be no way, there is a way to do it. And I just went home and began to do what was in my heart. I wanted to preach. I didn't have an invitation to go to a church and preach, so I just held my own revival. You may have heard my story. I'd go home and preach in my home, and I would pretend I was preaching to the world. So I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say there's some things in your heart you're not getting to do. You're doing one thing, but that's not what's in your heart to do. But God is providing a way. And you take that step of faith. Whatever it is, you take that step of faith and watch the Holy Spirit work in your life. So I declare that God is making room for your dreams, for your vision, and what is in your heart. Even though you're doing one thing, want to do another thing, He's making room for you there. And I bless you there in Clearwater, Florida. Blessing on blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling. And if you want to give me a call, I'll take your call at 979-596-0195. I'm just going to continue on until I can get reconnected with Jack Mooring. I have some words that I'm going to share with some of you today. So it looks like I'm on my own for a little while. I have a word today for Mariel F. from Mahopac, New York. And Mariel, I see you with a major business gift doing international business that will take you to many different geographical locations during the next few years. So, Mariel, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Well, you're on the radio with Dale Gentry. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Pastor Dale. This is Mandy calling you. And I was wondering if you could pray for me. I was calling because you had your Prophetic Tuesday. And
okay, Mandy, I'm going to pray for you. Tell everybody where you live. Mandy,
I would rather keep that anonymous at this time.
Okay, Mandy. Mandy, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say that you are not waiting on him. He is waiting on you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the stage has been set. The stage has been set, and all the props are in place, and all you need to do is choose those that are going to accompany you in these performances that you are going to, in presentations that you are going to make. And so the props are ready. All things are ready for you. And you're not waiting on him. He is just waiting on you. And there's something about time. I just believe that you are to set a date. You know, sometimes we wait for certain circumstances to fall into place. It's time that you set a date, set a specific time, and believe that God is at work in your life. So some people are waiting on the proper timing, the proper place, the proper situations to come. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you set everything in place. You set the time. And everything, he set everything in place, and you set the time. And see what happens. And just get out there and put all the pressure on God. Sometimes we just have to put the pressure on God instead of putting the pressure on ourselves. So, Mandy, you go for it, okay? Uh-huh. Set a time,
okay.
And go for it. I bless you in Jesus' name. I think my engineers arrived back on the scene,
yeah.
And I'm going to let Ian Kieber come in here and see if we can get Jack Mooring back on. He's arrived back on the scene. We'll see if we can get Jack Mooring back on with us today. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And what do you think, Ian? What's going on here? We're going to do it? Can we do it?
I don't see Jack. I think Jack is...
Jack has left me? Okay. Yeah. I understand. I'm not sure. Maybe you could pull up some... my Facebook, so I can look at some comments, maybe pray for some people that are connecting with us. And Jack, thank you for being on with me today. We'll try it again another time, and we'll just continue on with some prophetic words that the Holy Spirit has given me. And we're having a wonderful time. We lost connection with Jack Mooring, but we've not lost connection on bpnradio.com. Remember, this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on bpnradio.com. And also we'll have Prophetic Thursday. Ian's wife, Allison Kieber. Ian's on the studio with me, trying to get us restarted here on Facebook Live. So I think we have...
you're still on there, Facebook Live.
Okay. Ian says we're still on here, so we've had a little glitch on Facebook Live, but we're back, right?
Yeah, we're back. We're going on Facebook Live. You just you were sharing your screen so they could see all the back end. They got a good dose of what goes on behind the scenes here, all the work that you put in with the words that you pray over for people, that you write them all out. Like it's it actually, I think, is a great thing for people to see. So wonderful. Just so they know, you know, how much care you put into this. You know, it's good for people to see that. But we've got a few people here on Facebook Live. Tammy Rankin, Teresa McCartney.
Okay.
You know, so if you said you wanted to take a look on there. And
okay,
see
I'll take a look and welcome some of these.
Teresa McCartney says, this is what perseverance looks like. Keep doing what God asks of you, even if unexpected things come up. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great, Ian. Well, I know you had an assignment at 10 o'clock, so you were not able to be on with me. But anyhow, we're moving forward, and we can do what God says we can do. And thank you for helping us get back on Facebook. So we had an interruption. It wasn't a divine interruption, but it was an interruption. We're going to continue on. Thank you very much, Ian. We'll continue to the finish line. God bless you. I appreciate all of your help.
Okay. Yeah, and you're good. You got everything here?
I got it going.
Okay. Just remember, when you're finished, go ahead to end.
I'm going to end the end. When I'm finished, I'll end the end meeting.
You got it. Love you, bud.
Okay. Love you, too. I don't know if Jack. I don't know if Jack is listening or not, but I could certainly... if Jack wants to call me on the phone, I could reconnect on my phone here because all things are possible. And
he said he just joined. So he's back on. We can bring him back up on Facebook here.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
This is a wonderful day. It's exciting.
We like to make things and keep them exciting here for everyone. Jack Mooring, here we go. Let's promote the panelist here.
Okay.
And there he is. So for you should be good. I'm going to verify and double check
here. Hey, Jack, how you doing? I still can't hear you, but we can't hear you yet, but I believe... Oh, we got the mute button.
Hey there.
Yeah, okay. We had the mute button on. Now we're back. We had an interruption. I said it was not a divine interruption, but the first time I'm operating... There goes the innkeeper. He's leaving me again. For the first time, I'm operating without an engineer, the first time ever on Facebook Live. We're doing well on radio, and probably some of you people listening on bpnradio.com says, why don't you forget those guys on Facebook Live and just speak to us? But anyhow, we're trying to include as many people as we can. So here we are back, Jack, and... I don't know what happened, but we're praying. I have a word for Brooke C. from Weatherford, Texas. And Brooke, I have a word for you. I hear the Holy Spirit talking to you about your choices and about your relationships. There's a certain freedom about your life that is being threatened by wrong choices. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to guard your relationships and your friendships. Don't disregard the counsel of those who are attempting to speak into your life. Your choices in the next few weeks or few months will determine your destiny. Be alert, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit that is working with you at this very moment on your journey of life. And Brooke, I'm not sure how old you are, but I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Don't be old before your time. Make right choices. And I believe there is, I believe you're in the prime of your life. And I believe that there are certain choices that are in your future. And I'm praying that you'll make those right choices. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And don't disregard people that have been speaking into your life for a while, because I believe their counsel is going to bring great revenues in days to come. And so, Jack, why don't you pray over Brooke, if you will?
Yes, God. I speak life over Brooke today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her destiny, God. I thank you that you've designed her for a specific purpose. And when I was praying over Brooke, I see you being a mother of many. You're going to have biological kids, but you're also going to have spiritual kids. And I see you, so the word that the Lord gave Dale over your life is so significant to guard your heart, guard your life, because God has a deposit in you that's going to affect thousands of lives. You're going to be a mother to many. So I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. We bless you, Brooke, in Jesus' name. You have a bright future. I have a word for Dennis. Dennis M., Wichita Falls, Texas, back with us, Jack. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't take the complaints to heart that have come against you, risen against you, been spoken against you. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, don't allow these words to disrupt the rhythm and flow of your life. Contest the voice of the accuser. Let those words lie outside of your door. Don't allow them to come into your room. Attempting to disrupt your peace, disrupt your sleep. So, Dennis, there in Wichita Falls, I just speak Jehovah Shalom over you today in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Dennis, when I was praying over you this morning, I heard the Lord say, no fear, no fear. God is raising you up into a man of great faith. And so just rest in God and watch him work on your behalf. So I bless Dennis today, Father. Set myself in agreement today, and I thank you, Father, that you're removing off all toxic fear from his life, God.
Yeah.
I thank you that he would rest in you and trust in you today and know that you're working on his behalf.
I set myself in agreement. Jack, I want us to set ourselves in agreement with someone that is watching today on Facebook Live, our longtime friend, Jennifer Schmidt Wampler. Her 10-year-old daughter, Elizabeth Joy Wampler, has cancer. The doctors are not giving a very good report for little Lizzie. And Lizzie needs a miracle. She's been at St. Jude's Hospital on and off now for many months, been undergoing chemotherapy. She has bone cancer. Why don't you pray for little Lizzie? Jennifer and John Wampler, great couple that we've known, Gene and I've known for a long time. They live in Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, but they need a miracle today. And I'm just going to ask you to pray, and I'm going to ask our listening audience and those that are watching the Facebook Live to set themselves in agreement as Jack prays for Lizzie Wampler. You know, the Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. I believe that one person today could pray the prayer of faith for Lizzie. And so I want us to set ourselves in agreement for this little 10-year-old girl right now. So, Jack, yes, you pray.
God, we thank you for Lizzie right now. Yes, we Lord. Thank you, Father, that before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her. You knew her destiny. God, you knew what she was called to do. And so right now,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that your blood that you shed on the cross,
yes,
God, it cleanses us. It heals us. So right now, we thank you for healing in Lizzie's body. Every cell in her body right now, we all agree. Lord, all over the nation, all over the world right now, we come into one agreement right now. Jesus, we appropriate your blood. And we yes. thank you that she is healed, God, from the inside out, Father. In her bone marrow, Father, that literally your word would be life to her bones right now, God. Encourage her parents. Strengthen her parents.
Yes, Lord.
God, fill them up with faith right now. Lord,
yes.
let your grace and your love and your anointing invade the room that they're in right now. Lord, just surround Lizzie right now with your strength and your encouragement.
Yes.
And God, we thank you for a miracle. We thank you that by your stripes, you took her healing, God, on your back, Father. We thank
yes.
you, Jesus. By your stripes, she is healed. God, so we agree for it. We thank you for it right now.
Yes, Lord.
For a great work in her body, in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. I think I'm switching the screens back and forth, Ian. I think I hit a tab here that I shouldn't have hit.
Nope, you're good.
Am I okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, we're gonna pray right now for Kelly J. from Lake Stevens, Washington. Kelly J. from Lake Stevens, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's enlarging the borders of your life, expanding those creative gifts that He has placed deep inside of you, bringing you to the forefront of a group that you will lead in days to come. I see you taking applications and giving examinations, choosing and placing those who will help you fulfill a very important assignment coming your way. So I bless you, Kelly, in Jesus'
yes, God.
name.
Kelly J. and Lake Stevens, Washington, we just bless you today. I heard the Holy Spirit say over you, I see you ministering to children and to the next generation, raising up a next generation. You're going to pour into people in the fruit of their lives. Will really come to fruition even after your death. I see you having a multi-generational vision and anointing. There's an anointing on your life to see potential in people
yeah.
where other people do not see potential. So
yeah.
I speak a blessing over you, Kelly. I love your heart. The Lord is proud of you. He loves the character of Christ that's in you. Keep going.
That's a great word, Jack. You know, you must realize that sometimes your name may not be called in a prophetic session, but when somebody else receives a prophetic word, you can also share that word. You know, God is a very caring and sharing individual, and I believe that sometimes when a prophetic word is given and I hear that word, I just down deep in my spirit, I just know that is a word for me also.
Yeah.
So I will share that word. And so I believe sometimes people receive a prophetic word and they can just say, well, I received that word also for me. So
yes.
Yeah, bless you there, Kelly. I have a word for Evelyn, Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana. And Evelyn, I just wrote this word down. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must find that team who has your rhythm and that will allow you to, what I would call, shoot the ball, pass the ball to you. And have you ever been a part of a basketball team where no one, or a football team where no one ever gave you the ball, no one ever passed the ball to you? You were just out there running around up and down the court or up and down the field, but you never, you were participating, but you were not playing a significant role. And that's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say about you. You have allowed yourself to be shut out of a significant role in an assignment that God has given you. Your gifts, your talents, and abilities have not been recognized or celebrated. You've been sitting on the bench way too often, observing others, not fitting into the scheme of things, but God is giving you a new assignment. You're going to be an integral part of a team that will honor and value the gifts that you have, and you will know that you are a valuable part of the team that you are working with because you're a great team player. So I know that God is going to bring you to that place where you get the ball, you catch the ball, you pass the ball, you play a significant role. And so, Evelyn, yeah, it's a new day, a new day.
Yeah.
So God is setting up a divine appointment and a divine connection for you. So I bless you now in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Evelyn, I heard the Lord say over you that he maketh you lie down in green pastures. He leadeth you beside still waters. He restoreth your soul. The enemies tried to disrupt your soul, to disturb your soul.
Yeah.
And the Lord is restoring your soul. Yeah. So your mind, will, and emotions right now, wholeness, healing, and life in the name of Jesus. In this new season that Dale was prophesying right now, you're going to walk in it. You're going to walk in wholeness in your soulless realm as well, not only your spirit and your body, but also your mind, will, and emotions, healing and life over you in the name of Jesus.
Well, that's a great word. And I want to thank those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. I just give a shout out to Candy and to Cheryl and Teresa and to Pia, Regina, Nicole, Stacy, Jennifer, thank you very, very much. Even Allison Keeper has been watching today. Allison will be on Thursday, and she has a great prophetic anointing. So thank you for joining us here. I have a word today for Charlotte B. from Detroit, Michigan. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's something about your voice. It's in your voice, Charlotte. He has given you a voice to be heard, an expression of that voice that will bring you into a new measure of faith, producing amazing results for this end time harvest. You know, one of the things that really changed my life was when years ago, someone said to me, you know, Dale, you don't have to be on TV. You don't have to be on Facebook unless you want to, but there's something about your voice. When your voice speaks to people, it carries that anointing. So it caused me to give more attention, because I used to be on national television, but I would look and I would say, I don't like the looks of myself because I'm always talking out of the side of my mouth. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that, Jack, but I talk out of the side of my mouth. And
I never noticed.
I just didn't like to see myself on television. So I just said, I'm going to discontinue this. I'm going to give attention to my voice. So I just hear that the Lord saying that to you, Charlotte. You give attention to your voice. That doesn't mean you can't be on screen, but if you'll give attention to your voice, it's going to pay great dividends. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And Charlotte, I hear over you today that every day is a new day. I see you helping others into their destiny. So today's a new day. And the past is the past, to let it go. Mm-hmm. And today's a new day. God's mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
And he's excited about your day today. He's excited about your future. And to not worry about the future, and don't regret the past, and don't worry about the future, but know that today's a new day. And once again, I see you helping others into their God-given destiny. You're going to be a champion of champions, and God's going to use you to set other people up for success, and your reward will be great in heaven. And so I speak that over your life today, Charlotte. Be blessed.
That's a great word. I just want to give one or two words over people that are watching today. Lori B., I'm not sure exactly where you're from, but I just hear the sound of music and dancing coming into your life. This is going to be a year to frolic and to dance and to be blessed and to celebrate. And you're going to be involved in some major celebrations today. And so I just bless you, Lori, in Jesus' name. I have a word today for can't see myself on the screen, but I guess I'm still on. I have a word for Karen today. Karen S. from Garland, Texas. And Karen, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, blessed are those who sow by many waters. You have an amazing ability to be involved in many arenas of life.
Power in your voice. Papadel, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome, good.
All right.
I was just sharing a word for the next name for Natalie G. in Lone Pine, Louisiana.
Yeah, go ahead.
That there's power in your voice, Natalie, to speak up. And there's anointing on your voice. And someone just told me that this week when I was with songwriters, there's actually the singing and speaking are both oral gifts. It's the same. It's actually the same gifting. Uh-huh. And there's music in your voice, even whether or not you're a singer or not, that we need to hear your voice. And the enemy's tried to silence you. And God loves the sound of your voice. So prophesy, speak up, take risk in the prophetic. God's going to give you words if you'll steward them well.
Well, that Jack is a confirming word, because early this morning I'd written a word about Natalie, and it goes through a confirmation. It goes right along with what you have prophesied over her, because I heard the Holy Spirit saying, go ahead and give it a try, give it a shot. Don't be afraid. Your strong confidence is going to take you into places where you do not feel that you have appropriate training or education for these assignments, but because of the favor on your life, you will be a definite catalyst for others in the same category. So,
wow.
Yeah, launch out into the deep. That's great, Jack. So we just set ourselves in agreement for a blessing upon Natalie G. from Lone Pine, Louisiana. You have any word for Sarah E. from Lethbridge Bridge, Alberta, Canada? Any word for Sarah from Lethbridge Bridge, Alberta, Canada?
Yeah, I heard the Lord say over you this morning, Sarah, I see you creating things with God. That there is a creative thinking anointing on your life, and God's going to use you to create beautiful things with Him, and many people are going to come to Jesus through the work of your hands. So you have a creative ability, creative anointing on your life, and to use that.
Yeah, that's good, Jack. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying over you, Sarah, that there is a special place of administration opening for you. Now, there's going to be unusual demands placed on you at the beginning, but your creative gifts are going to certainly make room for you and bring you great favor, take you into that place of enlargement, because your creative gifts and those gifts of administration, Sarah, making room for you. So Jack and I bless you way up there in Alberta, Canada. It must be cold. I know I've been in Canada. I know you have, Jack. It can get cold up there, but we bless you in Jesus' name. We have a word for, I have a word for Karen S. from Garland, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, blessed are those who sow by many waters. You have an amazing ability to be involved in many arenas of your life, finding fulfillment by doing different things and helping different kinds of people. You're definitely a person that can multitask. And you have the ability to manage your time and your emotions in the midst of all of this. While there's so much going on, you do not allow yourself to be drawn into controversy and drama, but you're able to manage and multitask these things in an environment of peace and contentment. Karen, you have an unusual gift, and I bless you in Jesus' name, and Jack may have an addendum word for you.
Yeah, it's so cool, because I didn't read the words that the Lord gave Dale over to you guys, and so I just looked at your names and prayed for you today. So in the what the Lord spoke over you, Karen, is to, don't grow weary in well-doing. Uh-huh. And that's so cool, you know, the word that Papa Dale gave, that you have a gifting to do a lot of things. And so just be encouraged. Don't grow weary in what God's called you to do. But understand that it has eternal weight and impact. There's value to what you're doing. And so don't grow weary in well-doing. Just keep going. Keep being who you're called to be. And God's proud of you.
That's great. We bless you, Karen, in Jesus' name. We're calling out a couple of people that are watching us on Facebook Live. There is a young lady in New York. Her name is Esther Coringatine. Quarantine. I'm not sure how to pronounce Esther's name, but we just call her Esther K there from in New York. And if you want to just speak a blessing upon Esther, if you will, there joining us in New York.
Yes, God, thank you for Esther. Thank you for her heart. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Esther, that there's a simplicity and purity of your heart, and God loves you. In that he wants to use that simplicity and that purity to lead others to Jesus. I see you leading, being a great soul winner, just leading many to Jesus through servanthood, through simplicity, and through love. I see you're going to meet many people in heaven that are there because you're obedient and led them to the Lord. So many jewels in your crown, Esther. Be encouraged today.
Amen. Amen. We bless you, Esther. Thank you so very, very much. I apologize for trying to call your last name because we normally don't do that. But anyhow, you're blessed. We're going to go international. We're going to go international, Jack. Here's a young lady from North Ayrshire. And I may not be pronouncing that one right, but I'm always giving it a shot. North Ayrshire, Scotland, and we've ministered there before. Karen H. from North Ayrshire, Scotland. And Karen, thanks for joining us from one of the most beautiful nations in the whole world. Boy, Gene and I love Scotland. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to be a major contributor to those who have lost their way, can't seem to find their way back home. I see filling in the gaps. There's a lot of people that have unanswered questions, and those unanswered questions are preventing them from moving forward. They could move forward, but they're saying, yeah, but I don't know why this happened. I don't know why this took place. I don't understand this season. I don't understand how this could have happened to me. And Karen, you're just going to fill in some spaces in people's lives, and sharing with them words of knowledge is going to be amazing. And you're going to say, well, I see that period of your life, and I see here's what happened. And it's just going to be a major asset to them that will cause them to be able to move forward. And so it's a special gifting. And Karen, I bless you. The Holy Spirit's just going to open your eyes and begin to use you in that word of knowledge in incredible ways. So I bless you in Jesus' name.
Karen, I hear over you that every burden is being lifted off your shoulders. you've carried some heaviness in some certain areas, specifically even relationally. I see that over your life, that there's been some heaviness with a couple of relationships. So God, just lifting that off your shoulders, that you're casting your cares on him right now. And he's the one working on your behalf in those relationships for restoration there. And you just give that to him, and he's going to work on your behalf. And you're amazing. Don't let the enemy lie to you about your identity. You are so valuable to what God wants to do, and don't you ever forget it. I hear this is a charge from the Lord today. Yeah. Do not forget how valuable you are, and cast your cares on him today.
Oh, we bless you, Karen, there in Scotland, and the neighboring nation there, England. Simon and Sue are watching, and Simon and Sue, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, follow the rivers. I've given you appropriate and pleasant places near the rivers of your nation and other nations of the world, including the United States of America. Follow the rivers. There's a lot of fruit by the rivers. So it's a season of gathering. You know, there's a time to sow, there's a time to reap. So I know there is fruit growing on the trees. It is ripe. And don't let it become overripe and fall to the ground. A season of fruitfulness awaits you both, with not only an England connection, but also an American connection, as well as other nations. Simon and Sue, they're in England.
I heard the Lord say, your steps are ordered of the Lord. Don't worry about which way to turn, but God's going to speak to you clearly about direction, whether you're supposed to go left or right.
Yeah.
He's going to provide financially for every step you take. And he's going to lead you and direct you on a major decision soon. And so don't worry about or stress out about which way you should turn. He's going to lead you.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. So, yes, we bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Deborah H.W. from Los Angeles, California. And Debbie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that all is not lost. You must not continue to settle for crumbs that fall from the table of another person or other people when a new table, has been set for you, a table with wonderful china, silver, and gold settings, plenty of food on the table, and friends around your table, not around somebody else's table. You must know there is another setting coming for your life. Be willing to make that transition to another table, even if it's a geographical transition into another season of your life. Be willing to start over again and allow Him to make up for lost time in your life. He's leading you out of that danger zone into a new safety zone, a new season of security for you, Debbie, a place of love and safety where once again He's making up for lost time. So, Debbie, I bless you there in Los Angeles.
Debbie, I heard the Lord say over you that He's gonna bless you financially so that you can fund people's dreams. You're going to be a dream funder. And yeah. So God is going to bless you financially. And so just receive it and stretch, raise your expectations there because He really wants to bless you.
Yes, He does. And we might just need to pause, Jack, and you might want to give people an opportunity to bless the Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. If you want to share a little bit, I will tell them how to make out a check or how to donate, but you might just want to share a little bit. We know that there's no charge for the prophetic words, but we know that this ministry is adding more equipment, adding more team, and we believe that we are good soil. And so anything you want to share about giving people an opportunity to give, that would be good, Jack.
Well, I remember, I guess it would have been around 5 years ago or so when the Lord gave you the word to start an internet radio station. And you were obedient. And we've just been cheering you on ever since. It was a great step of faith for you and Gene. And so God is using ministries like this to invade every corner of the internet, every corner of the earth with the gospel. And specifically with you, with prayer and prophetic. So sow into this ministry because you are literally sowing into the harvest globally that God's doing. And so in terms of just the reach and the amount of ministry and content that's going on through this website is really incredible. And I know the hard work that goes into it. So much hard work from you guys and your staff. And so yes, give. And God's going to bless you for giving into this.
Well, thank you, Jack. And people that want to sow, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. Excuse me. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. We have a brand new website that is finished now and is ready for you to visit, bpnradio.com. And if you'll go there, You can click on the donate button that's right on the homepage. You'll be able to use your credit card, debit card, or your PayPal account. And if you're making a check, you can write your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And we just bless those that are sowing a seed into the ministry today. Yeah. And we just ask God to bless you. We appreciate those of you that have been giving and are one of our partners at Breakout Prayer Network. We are so thankful. We have over 1,200 churches now that have signed on to participate in the Breakout Prayer Network. And we have over 800 cities, including Baytown, Texas, where you're at, Jack, and many, many other places. So thank you so very, very much for sowing into this ministry. We are very, very grateful. And Jack, thank you and Celebration of Life for the monthly seed that you guys send to us. Actually, every week you're sending and sowing money into this ministry. And we are very, very thankful and grateful. So God bless you. Well, we don't have much time left. We're gonna share a few more words. And I would take another phone call or two for those of you that are listening, because sometimes you say, well, you know, I'm not being able to join you by Facebook. Can I call in? You can. 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. And while you're calling, I'm going to give a word to Dennis T. from Enid, Oklahoma, where I've ministered before. I've got to minister in so many, many places, Jack. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a pioneer spirit is causing a divine interruption in your life, accompanied by a voice that says, come up higher, Dennis, a new place of helping others get started, helping others obtain access to their dreams and vision. So you are, you're a pioneer, Dennis. You're a bold and strong man. I just bless you in Jesus' name. Man and man.
Yes, God, we bless Dennis today. I thank you, God, that your love surrounds him. I see Dennis. I see God blessing your family, your children, that your home would be a place of real health and life, and that people will come to your home to be around your family, to learn how families operate and function. So I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless your children, your wife, and everything you set your hand to do.
Amen and amen. I have a word for Gary from Springtown, Texas. Gary M., Springtown, Texas. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speak a word, one word. You know, one word from God can change your life. And the word that I keep hearing over you, Gary, is archaeology. Now, I don't know if you're an archaeologist or not, but I keep hearing archaeology. And I see a major opportunity coming your way through archaeology, a perfect fit that you will deal in this area. This could be a major risk, but your thirst and desire for adventure is going to enable you to take that leap of faith that's going to thrust you into what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying and calling a lifelong journey. So, Gary, wow. I bless you in Jesus' name.
And that's really cool, because, Gary, when I prayed for you, I heard the Lord say that he's going to bless your business. There is a business anointing on your life for ideas for business. And so that's really cool. Go for it. And God's going to bless you in the business arena.
Yeah. That's a good word. Stephen K. from Euless, Texas. That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's building a bridge from one season of your life to another. It's a narrow passage. It's a small passage. But on the other side is a large place of opportunity that's going to make your voice heard. There are some things you need to say and you must say to save a generation that has lost their way. You're a voice of truth, and it's truth that's going to set the captives free. You must not cast your pearl before swine. There are those that are disregarding you. Don't continue to try to speak into that place. But a place where there's no receptivity. There's a people group that will hear your voice and respond. Don't be afraid. The force is with you. The Holy Ghost, the force, is giving you the words to speak. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to say anything else, but it was like a fire shut up in my bones. I can't hold it back. So Stephen, don't try to hold it back. You have something to say, and God is giving you an audience to help you say it in Jesus' name. Jack, I'm not sure you're still there, but if you are, you can speak over over Stephen. Well, it's been a pleasure. I've somehow got disconnected from Jack, but it's been a pleasure to have Jack Mooring on with me, my spiritual grandson, on today. And it's been a pleasure to have you join me here on bpnradio.com. If you're watching by Facebook Live, this is going to be replayed throughout the day. If you're listening on bpnradio.com, remember that it's going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Before we go, I have a I want to let everybody know that you've been listening to Facebook Live, and I have a special message here for all of you business people, that I'm going to share some closing thoughts.
You've been listening to Marketplace Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. Have you enjoyed what you've heard? Maybe you feel like you need to be a part of it. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a message at Rick Gentry, BPN Radio, at gmail.com. This is Marketplace Saturday, where people go to grow.
Okay, that's what you're going to hear if you listen to Marketplace Saturday, which is our new programming on bpnradio.com. And we have 15 hours of broadcasting every Saturday on bpnradio.com from 9 a.m. in the morning till midnight. It's amazing. 9 a.m. till midnight. And if you would like to host a show, or you'd like to sponsor somebody else, then you can just contact us there. Rick Gentry is ready to take your phone call. Rick Gentry, BPN Radio, at gmail.com. So it's been good to have you listening on bpnradio.com, and it's been great having you listening here on Facebook Live, watching on Facebook Live. It's been a great day, and I'm so thankful. Remember, the program is going to continue. Our award-winning news director, Delvin Kinzer, is going to have the news next, and then at 11:55, if you're watching live, Roy Beard with a word from the wall. Today is Tuesday, and so Roy Beard will also be on at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Don't forget, Thursday, Allison Keeber will be on with Prophetic Thursday, and of course, I'll be back broadcasting live and on Facebook Live at Breakout Radio Church, which I am every Sunday morning, 8 a.m., bpnradio.com, and we're so delighted to be able to speak to people across America and around the world. Have a wonderful day, and keep listening as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you for joining us today.
Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
You are Faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, we're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted. get high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.